This is episode number 46, A Coaching Mindset. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Today, I'd like to share with you a little bit about a coach's mindset. I learned about this when I first became a coach, but it has been refreshed in my mind many, many times. I often coach executives, business leaders, and educators. I have a lot of opportunities to coach a variety of people. And everyone I have coached at one time or another has really desired to know more about themselves. Awareness is one of the key things we do as coaches. We ask questions, we help people to gain greater awareness. After all, when we can see better, we already know the answers many times. So the first thing I would like to introduce to you about a mindset for coaching is that coaches have to already be genuinely curious. A mindset of curiosity is the number one most important thing as a coach. Curiosity helps you open up. It helps you ask questions. It also helps you to be patient and listen while someone else is telling about their story or talking about themselves. It can help you listen for details. It can help you see the story more fully. It can also help you notice when something isn't very clear. For example, when we're coaching someone, many times they will use a word in a particular way or be a little bit ambiguous about part of what they have said. That might stand out to us, and we might suddenly get very curious about what they meant. This is a great time to ask a question. What did you mean by that? Curiosity is so powerful because it helps us to genuinely hear other people. It helps us to see beyond just the words that are being said. It also helps us to ask a lot of questions about their experiences and not assume that we know everything. Furthermore, curiosity helps us to really want to know. Knowing is such a fun experience when we're getting to know people as coaches. Now, it doesn't beg us to ask for irrelevant details. Although curiosity is an incredibly powerful mindset to have as a coach, it needs to be appropriate to whatever the topic is, right? If we're just generally curious about everything the person is saying, it would be very easy to get distracted, follow irrelevant details all the way down the path, or, much worse, it could allow us to just listen to a client tell a dramatic story for half an hour. This doesn't serve our coaching clients, and it doesn't serve us very well either. It just ends up taking a lot of time, and it robs our client of the opportunity to have a good coaching session with us. So in order to serve our clients to the best of our ability, genuine curiosity, intelligently used, is an incredible mindset to have as a coach. The second thing is understanding that the person we are coaching has a world all their own inside of them. Just as we all do, we have our own assumptions, beliefs, background, culture, experiences, skills. All of these things make us who we are. And every human being comes with all of these things of their very own. In fact, it would be safe to say no two people share exactly the same beliefs, values, insights, or other aspects of their life. We might find a lot of people with whom we have a lot in common. We might find people who have a similar personality type to us, or who believe some of the same things. But we will never find another human being exactly like ourselves. That makes sense, right? All humans are pretty unique. In that light, it's a great coaching mindset to believe that the person with whom we are coaching, our coach client, is already whole. That person is a masterpiece. They are functioning really well. They are excelling in many areas. They don't need us to come along and fix them. They're not really looking to be fixed, and they are not a problem to be solved. That person is a masterpiece, creative, resolving all kinds of things, and shining in so many ways. And that person has come to coaching because they would like to be even better. Maybe they would like to learn something new, or maybe they would like to resolve something that they don't want to do anymore, maybe overcome a habit or something. Whatever it is, that person is absolutely the expert on their own experience, right? They're the person living it. And as that is the case, the coach's mindset, assuming and understanding that our client is creative all by themselves, that client is also resourceful. They have used so many resources throughout their lives of their very own, and they are whole. It's sort of like the podcast I had several weeks ago about the elephant within. In that podcast, I told a story that I will generally summarize here, and that is, there was a sculptor who I assume was in India, because that's where I read one of these stories, that it was a sculptor from India who was sculpting an elephant. And this person was looking at the giant stone block many times, studying it out and finally chiseling away much of the rock, creating a marvelous statue of an elephant, all one piece sculpted from that bigger piece of rock. And when asked how that person was able to create such masterpieces, he said, "Well, I just removed everything that wasn't elephant," assuming that the elephant was inside the rock all the time. It's the same with the people we coach when we are coaching them. They are the masterpiece within. They don't need us to bring to them something they're missing. They need their strengths and abilities to be revealed. Many things that we all can do are so much more possible when we stop getting in our own way and simply let our strengths and abilities play out. Many times that's what a good coach does. A coach can help someone truly use their best traits and stop sabotaging themselves or stop second guessing or getting in their own way. I know because I've been that way myself. Many times I have gotten in my own way and really taken too long to arrive at conclusions I needed to make or take action on projects I wanted to do. And I have been coached by many fantastic individuals, both peer coaches and other coaches throughout my life. And over the last few years in particular, I have learned so many times about ways that I have really just stopped my own progress on something. It's been incredibly powerful to me to have a coach work with me for half hour, 45 minutes in a truly curious and kind way to help me discover how to let go of roadblocks, how to empower my own progress, how to use my best talents, how to use my traits, how to stop sitting on gifts and abilities and just start using them better, and not worry so much and not get stuck in things and just move forward. I am highly indebted to all of my peer coaches. Those whom I have worked with have helped me immensely. And I can attest to the fact that good coaching is incredibly powerful. So a mindset of curiosity is number one. And a mindset that the client is creative, resourceful, and whole is number two. And a third mindset I would establish here with a coach's mindset is a mindset of integrity. It's absolutely essential that as a coach, we hold our clients' comments and stories and ideas and everything that they're working on as confidential. We don't share those stories with our friends and tell about that person's challenges. We might, in general, talk about the kinds of things people like to be coached with and or about. And we might also tell a generic story that somewhat represents something we may have worked with a client on by way of illustration. But we never, ever share those personal details about a client. If we were to do that as a coach, it would be incredibly difficult to keep any client's trust or to really serve them. So having a high ethical integrity about our coaching is one of those things that I consider essential in a coach's mindset. It's also essential for the client to feel safe and have psychological safety with us and to want to engage in coaching at all. I have been reassured myself as I've been coached by colleagues and peer coaches that I know I can actually talk with them about things that they're coaching me on, and I'm not going to read about it on their blog tomorrow. So this is a good thing, and I appreciate the integrity of coaches around me as well as focusing on it myself constantly to make sure that we're doing that. So So these three things I wanted to share with you today, a coach's mindset. And one of the reasons I'm sharing these ideas is that not only do professional coaches coach, many managers, supervisors, and leaders across organizations are constantly coaching those with whom they work. There are many effective things that come out of coaching, or even just using a coach-like approach in our leadership. As we coach others, we often ask open-ended questions. And these questions, I would say about 80% of the time, start with the word what. Probably 20% of the time, they start with the word how. Sometimes, okay, we might squeeze in a few like when, because we also have this layer of accountability near the end of a coaching conversation where we help others make their plans. But generally speaking, when we're asking questions to help someone come to a decision, explore their thinking, gain greater awareness, and move through the process, we are often asking what and how questions. Those are very open-ended. We try to avoid closed-ended questions that just have yes or no answers because they just don't generate the kind of growth that we are trying to help someone achieve. Now, when people give advice or say, well, in my experience, it's like this, you should try it, that's not really coaching. That's more like mentoring or teaching. And that does have a place in when we're working with someone in a coach-like approach. Sometimes we might also integrate some of those other approaches. But typically in professional coaching, when we're formally coaching our clients, we don't do that. We actually help the client discover what they'd like to do. It's very helpful to have some of these approaches and mindsets in your mind as you're coaching others, and to avoid telling them the answer, but actually asking them questions to find their own answers. I cannot tell you how many times I started to have a thought about a coach client, and I might have thought, they might need this solution, or maybe they need to go in that direction. And I might just start to have a little thought like that, like, I think I know what's going on here. And I might stay quiet for a second or two, and pretty soon the client will say exactly what I started to think. And I was grateful that I didn't just say it myself, that I just waited because I thought, I'm thinking this. They came to their conclusion on their own because we had the awareness conversation, and they really did figure out what they needed to know. But had I just told them, well, I think you should do this, that would not have been coaching, and it would not have been helpful. If they hadn't come to that conclusion, I wouldn't have pushed it either because maybe it wasn't the right answer. But it's interesting how sometimes we might come to that insight around the same time based on what they've discussed and what they've shared. Other times, I've started to have a thought like that and I thought, I wonder if this might be a good idea for them. Just kind of thinking it in my mind for a moment, and the client will say something completely different and I will realize that actually what I might have started to think was a good solution for them is not where they wanted to go at all. In fact, it's a really great thing that this coaching process is all about helping the client gain awareness so they can make their decisions. Because if I made all their decisions, I would definitely not be very helpful, especially when many times they want to go in a different direction than I might have thought. So it's really a good thing to have a mindset full of patience as well. We don't want to jump to conclusions when we're coaching people because we're not all at the same stage of awareness or the same place in this journey, and we don't have all the pieces. So we don't really have what we would need to have to make decisions for another person, but that other person does. They have a lot more going on in their mind than we could ever know. So a mindset of patience is also incredibly powerful for coaching. And lastly, I would suggest genuine care and concern for the client. And if we're using a coach approach as a manager or a leader, genuine care and concern for those we are working with. People can tell when we don't really care about them or when we're trying to use a bunch of pushy questions just to get them to arrive at an answer. It often feels manipulative or condescending. When we're asking questions because we really want people to make their decisions and we really want to coach them, people know that too. Our genuine care and concern comes through. our presence is palpable, and it helps us to build true, authentic relationships. All of these traits form a solid mindset for really coaching others, being curious, being fully invested in the process, having ethics, truly showing up with care and concern. With a mindset as a coach, we can go a long ways toward making a difference for those we work with and those we coach. Furthermore, by approaching others that we coach with a coach's mindset, we open ourselves up to really learn from that experience, and we come away refreshed, and we can grow while we're coaching others. It's yet another way we can take steps towards becoming a better version of ourselves every day. Well, thanks for being with me for this episode of Mindset for Life and for thinking about coaching mindsets today. I wish you all the best with your coaching, and here's to being the best version of you. This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.